Greetings and welcome again to Meditation Moments. The dear Lord bless you and make you a blessing. We always greet with this old-time greeting, which we love. Now, our scripture is taken from the 10th chapter of Hebrews, and beginning at the 35th verse. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Oh, that's a wonderful scripture. We've used it a number of times before, but it's one of my favorites. You've got need of patience, that after you've done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. You will receive it. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them which draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Now I want to call your attention especially to those words, that you're not to cast away your confidence. And it does have great recompense of reward, because God will not fail, He cannot fail. And if you keep confidence and don't just throw it away, just think of one giving up and throwing away their confidence just as God is getting ready to answer prayer. Now, you search the written word of God and you find so many times that He mentions this word confidence. I've been amazed at how many times it's in God's word. You've often heard the saying, prayer changes things, and I have often closed this program with that very statement. Someone wrote recently saying, prayer didn't change things for me. I tried it a few times, but I gave up before very long. Later, I learned that this one didn't give God very much time from what she told me afterwards. She didn't hold on even for a little while. But she just threw away her confidence when the answer didn't come right away. Oh, when I think of those who've held on for so many years. I heard the most wonderful testimony of a man that had been for years a convict. His name was dear old Jack Brown, and it's an amazing story of the grace of God. 30 years a drug addict and 17 years in prison, 3.5 years in solitary confinement. And now he's preaching, and he's so filled with the Spirit of the Lord, and he's doing a wonderful work and absolutely healed from that habit and delivered from the life of sin and being used of God. And his little wife testified, and she said, you know, for years and years I held on. Just think of holding on for 30 years. And she said, I didn't know just how long it would take God to work this in his life, but I was content to believe and wait. And I knew that God would answer prayer. Oh, there are many years that tried my soul, and I sometimes questioned why God didn't answer sooner. But I made up my mind I was going to hold on till the answer came. You know, he has written a book along this line, and I read those words from that book of how this little woman held on. Are you holding on for someone? Is there a loved one that hasn't yielded? All during his years in prison, she said, I prayed for him and held him up, taught my children to respect him, and I knew God would meet us. Well, it does take time. It takes time for God to do many things. You remember I said to you once, it took time for God to grow an oak and even to make a rose. And this is certainly true regarding prayer. There are many reasons why prayer cannot be immediately answered. I know it's hard to understand. Someday we will. This I do certainly know, that many times prayer would have been answered if you'd done like this little woman did. Just persevered and not throw away your confidence. If you had not let discouragement make you give up before you'd prayed through to victory, you'd be living in joy of that answer today. It isn't that God has refused, but we give up before the answer comes. As A.B. Simpson said, there's a fixed determination and real faith that stands a test of waiting. There are those like Jacob of old who says, I will not let thee go except thou dost bless me. And they just get down to wrestling in prayer and search their hearts to see if they're meeting God's condition so they can get the answer. They search His written word until faith is strengthened. They hold on and press on with dogged determination and won't be denied, regardless what the obstacles are. They don't heed discouragement or weariness, but they just fight on. And they have that confidence that God's going to meet them. It's this holding on, beloved, and not throwing away the confidence makes a difference in how some get the answers and some do not. It's this spirit of great confidence that God will meet if we'll believe him and trust and just grip the horns of the altar and fight on regardless of appearances or the discouraging voices about us. It isn't that their battle was any less severe than ours, but they just wouldn't stop fighting. They just would not give up. The Duke of Wellington, who conquered Napoleon at the Battle of Waterloo, said that it wasn't that the British soldiers were braver than the French soldiers, but they just wouldn't give up. They fought on. The victory was determined by that holding on. And holding on, anything wonderful can happen in that little margin of time when you do not give up, but keep on believing and keep on praying. God answers prayer. God hears. And it might be in that little time that you hold on will be just the time when God will meet you. Throw not away your confidence, which hath great recompense and reward. God bless you.